Now for the part of the show where we ask famous people questions they probably know nothing about. We call it Not My Job. Phyllis Diller has been entertaining Americans for well over a half century with her self-deprecating humor. When I was born, my father asked if it was a boy or a girl. The doctor said no. And her trademark laugh, a star of TV and movies, Diller's life story, like a lampshade in a whorehouse, is now out in paperback. It is a huge honor for me to welcome Phyllis Diller to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Luke, I'm very much honored to be playing the game with you guys.
You know, I saw you in Los Angeles at the NPR bureau there, and I was too nervous to come up and take a picture with you. So maybe can I come by sometime?
Absolutely.
Make up for it?
Yes.
You know, your whole career, at least a lot of it comedically, has really been based on kind of the idea that you're unattractive. But I saw you in Los Angeles in the person, and I don't think that's true at all. I'm kind of wondering how you came up with that persona and that kind of line of comedy.
Well, when I first started, I knew nothing about makeup or hair, and I really was a sight. And then, it worked.
People liked it. Yeah, stick with it.
Would you remember the first time that you were on stage talking about, you know, being frumpy and a housewife, and did it just kill?
Was it? Yeah, really it was murder. I found out from the audience.
You have your laugh is one of the more recognizable things in comedy. Is that your real laugh? Is that something that you do?
That's my real laugh, and there's nothing I can do about it.
I was reading your book, and I was just laughing out loud at a lot of the jokes in there. I'm wondering, how many of your jokes do you write? How many do people write for you? How does that work?
I wrote probably 90% of the jokes.
Do you have a favorite joke you've told? Is there something that you think is kind of your signature?
Well, there's one that it's kind of current for me because, of course, I'm 90 recently, and one of my jokes that I think is very funny. The best contraceptive for old people is nudity.
Phyllis, you always referred to your husband as Fang.
Yes.
Did you have a husband, and if so, did he have a real name?
Well, during my career, or my life, I should say, I've had two husbands, but Fang was the stage persona husband. That way I didn't, when I got, if I changed husbands in real life, it didn't hurt my act.
Oh, yeah. Priorities are important.
Fang is forever. He's the one that said, look, you, housework never killed anybody. And I said, why take a chance?
You posed for Playboy once.
What a shame.
I saw one of the photos, though. I thought you looked great. Why didn't they publish the pictures?
Well, when they took the pictures, it blew a fuse. Honest to God, it did. Because, you know, they get you there and they play soft music and give you a lot of champagne. That's just to get your trunk open.
And what about the pictures?
Well, it's amazing. I had two sessions. The first one they didn't use, and they called me back for a second session. I wonder if they thought I was going to change that much.
Well, you're the one who went back. I mean, I guess there was free champagne, right? Champagne.
Well, that's true. But the reason I went back, I said, could I set one of them up my way? And you know how in the old days they used to show babies on their stomach on a bear rug?
Sure.
Well, I took a bear rug and I was on my stomach. But I was nude underneath it all. Or on top of it all.
Well, Ms. Diller, we've called you here to play a game we're calling.
Fire up a colortini, sit back, relax, and watch the pictures now as they fly through the air.
That was the catchphrase of TV personality Tom Snyder, who passed away this week at age 71. And we still don't know what he meant by that. During his years, though, hosting The Tomorrow Show and The Late Late Show, Snyder charmed viewers with his booming laugh and odd array of guests, including, during his time as a radio host, one Phyllis Diller. Ms. Diller, we'll ask you three questions about the odder moments of Tom Snyder's career. Get two out of three right, and you'll win a prize for our guest, Carl Castle's voice on their answering machine. Carl, who is Phyllis Diller playing for?
Well, she's playing for Anna Roberts of Portland, Oregon.
All right, Ms. Diller, you ready to go?
I'm braced.
How's the rug? Is the rug comfortable?
I've got all my clothes on. So what are the questions?
Here we go. First one. It wasn't all smooth sailing in the early days of his career. Snyder used to like to tell the story of how he lost his job as a news anchor in Kalamazoo, Michigan. He was fired after he did what? A, he accidentally insulted the Michigan state bird, Turdus migratorius, also known as the robin. B, he accidentally burped on air and blamed the food at the nearby Howard Johnson's, which happened to be owned by the TV station's owner. Or C, he thought his mic was off when he said during a broadcast that Kalamazoo was a skid mark on the way to neighboring Battle Creek, Michigan.
Oh, that's a great one. I like the skid mark one.
You're going to go with C?
Is that C? I think that's it.
No, I'm sorry. It's actually B.
B belched?
Yep.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, and as the story goes, Tom Snyder used to actually like to tell this story variously as having happened in Kalamazoo and sometimes saying it happened in Savannah, Georgia.
Well, he made it all up.
All right, Phyllis Diller, next question. Many of the interviews that Snyder conducted for Tomorrow were unusual or noteworthy, including an in-prison interview with Charles Manson, the last television interview with John Lennon, and an interview with the punk band The Plasmatics, in which what happened? A, the lead singer blew up a TV set in the studio, and the explosion disrupted a live broadcast of the NBC Nightly News two floors above. B, the band talked Snyder into playing bass, which ended badly when it went into a 12-minute solo.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Or C, the band forgot the words to their song, so they just set the stage on fire and left.
Well, how many questions is that?
Well, it's one question with three possibilities. So, A, the lead singer blew up a TV in the studio. B, the band talked Tom Snyder into playing bass. Or C, the band forgot the words to their song, so they set the stage on fire. Which do you think happened?
He played the bass.
No, it's actually A. The Plasmatics were on his show. They blew up a TV, and it actually interrupted the NBC Nightly News happening two floors above.
Oh, boy.
All right, Carl, how is Ms. Diller doing?
Not too well, but she can.
That's all right.
The last one is for, you know, just for fun.
Exactly. Well, let's try to salvage it in as much as we can with the third question, Ms. Diller. Tom Snyder could be outspoken, and he wasn't afraid to make his opinions known. For instance, when talking about talk show host Larry King, Snyder said, A, if it wasn't for Larry King, we'd never know that every celebrity's favorite color is blue. B, you know the two things I like best about Larry King? His face. Or C, call me old-fashioned, but I sort of like it when the host has a vague idea what the guest is talking about.
I go with two.
That's exactly right. B.
Yay!
According to the Philadelphia Inquirer, King said of Snyder this week, his approach was like no one else. Indeed. Carl, how did Phyllis Diller do on our quiz?
Well, Phyllis, she salvaged the game with one correct answer at the end, but she needed two correct answers to win for Anna Roberts.
Well, you tried. You
so
tried
sorry.
Very hard. That's all right. I think this is only going to besmirch your career to a small degree.
Oh, thank God.
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller. You definitely want to pick up her autobiography, if only so you can say the name, Like a Lampshade in a Whorehouse, My Life in Comedy. Phyllis Diller, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Luke.